The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
This is Let's Be Honest with Kristen Cavallari, a podcast all about getting real and open on everything from sex, relationships, reality TV, wellness, family, and so much more. And just a fair warning, there will probably be some oversharing. 'Cause I got all the power, yep. Welcome in to Let's Be Honest. I'm your host, Kristen Cavallari, and I'm so excited for you guys to hear today's episode with Cindy from Revealing Soul. But I just wanted to give you guys a little disclaimer quickly that this episode was filmed a few weeks ago. This is before Mexico when Montana and I went public. So just want you to keep that in mind. This is when things were not quite as serious as they've become. So with that in mind, happy listening. Hi.
Hi, Kristen. Oh, thanks for having me.
Thank you so much for being here.
I'm so excited.
For you being here in Nashville.
Yeah.
So we've known each other for over 4 years.
I know. Time flies.
It flies.
Flies.
So met you because you actually did all of the aura readings at my Chicago store opening.
Yes.
And then we did a session, just us and a girl that worked for me at the time.
Yeah.
And I've seen you numerous times since.
It's addicting. It's addicting.
It is addicting. And I'm so excited to talk about everything. But okay, I want to start with you and how you got to where you are today, how you realized that you have these gifts. Because I actually think your personal story of where you are, getting to where you are today, is so fascinating. So tell everybody how you got here.
Yeah. So I always say people fall into one of two camps, that they're either born with it and they're kind of aware of it their entire lives, or something happens to them later in life and they awaken to their spirituality.
Okay.
I'm in the former. So I was aware of spirits and energies in my home and in my bedroom when I was little. Didn't know what it was.
Did it scare you?
Oh my God. Yeah. I would go like crying and screaming out of my
because
bedroom.
You would see what, or like pick up on what?
So I used to see, like, this sounds weird, but a man, he was dressed in a business suit.
Oh my God.
Remember this? And so he would be at like the end of my bed, and not scary, but just like in the room. And I'm like, what the hell is this? So then my parents would come, turn on the lights. They're like,
oh,
there's nothing there. I'm like, yes, there is. So, you know, over time, then eventually that started to kind of go away.
Okay.
But I used to think there was an owl in my house too.
I remember this.
And I would make my mom put food and water out for it and leave like the windows open so it could come and go, because I thought it was like my pet owl.
Yeah.
Turns out it was just like a spiritual guide. And every like medium that I go to says, oh, you have this owl. I'm like, yes, it's like my guide. So you can also have like guides that are spirit animals.
Oh.
And so, yeah, which we can talk about
that. Yeah.
And so, yeah. So then fast forward to like high school, I had a neighbor that took me under her wing and like really helped me awaken and tune in and hone my gifts. And then I went to college and did the whole thing. And then I went to the corporate world and did that for 11 years. And then, yeah, I eventually quit. It was 5 years ago. 5 years ago in March that I quit to work full time for myself.
I remember because it was right before we met that you did that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. And what did your parents think? Like when you had this owl, right? And your parents were like leaving out food and water. Were they like, you're crazy? Or they were like, okay, honey, we'll do that.
No, I mean, they were very accommodating in the beginning. Like, you know, like an imaginary friend.
Yeah.
Like if you have kids, like if they think there's something around, whatever, you want to be polite, but then after time it gets a little old, you know.
Yeah,
so
like, I'm not feeding this imaginary animal one more time.
Yeah, so they were good in the beginning, and you know, I mean, with any little kid, it's
yeah,
you want to honor them, but then it's hard to keep it up.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
Okay, and then let's back up for a second.
Sure.
Explain what a spiritual medium is for those people who don't understand.
So I describe a spiritual medium as someone who connects to the other side with departed loved ones, guides, pets, angels, or friends. And I can connect with people that you know that have departed, or even what I call like collective consciousness guides, and maybe someone you haven't met, but like an angel type of energy, pets, future kids. I work with a lot of people trying to get pregnant, just happens to be the age range that we're in.
Yeah.
I love talking to spirit babies. So past, present, future, I can connect with it all. So that's why I call myself a spiritual medium, because it's really based in evidence and validation.
Yes.
And I require that whatever spirit or soul or entity that I'm connecting with provide some sort of validation that only you would know, and that there's like no way for me to know it.
Well, and that's actually my favorite thing about you.
Yeah.
So every session that we have at the end, well, really throughout the entire session, but then at the end, you always do give this validation. And
yeah.
We have had some crazy validations. And since we're on the topic, we'll just get right into it. So, well, there's been a few that really stand out in my mind. The last time we saw each other was June 2023.
Okay.
And at the end of it, I remember you saying stuff. My brother always comes through in our readings. And you were saying, you know, he's talking about his clothes, like his clothes and his shoes. And I have his clothes that he died in and his shoes. And so—
That's crazy.
You would never know that. No, I don't even think most of my friends know that. You know, so it's things like that that I'm always like, that's really freaking cool.
Yeah.
You can't deny it.
Yeah.
And then another one, also in June, you saw an ex getting a DUI in my life. And we both thought it was going to be somebody else. thought it was someone else entirely. But then, and if you guys listen to the podcast, you know this story. Mm-hmm. I got coffee with an ex in LA in the fall, and he got arrested for a freaking DUI. Like, you can't make this stuff up, you guys. It's insane.
That was insane.
Yeah. I'm texting him,
is this the DUI, you think? And you're like, what? Oh my God.
I'm like, I hope that this is it. Yeah, holy shit.
And I only remember that because I don't like predicting like quote unquote bad things. Yeah. And I'm very careful when something like that comes up. And I definitely was like, if that comes up in a reading, I always like to say it's because you're ready to hear it and mm-hmm. or it's a heads up for you. Then maybe you can prevent it or maybe you can, you know, keep it from happening.
Totally.
But oh my gosh. In this case,
great content for the pod.
Oh my gosh.
But yeah, so I love that so much because it just makes it so you can't deny this stuff. No. So, okay, when it comes to spirits, are you always picking up on energy and spirits? Like, can you go out to dinner at a restaurant or is it like this loud noise that you always have?
Yeah. I'm really good with boundaries. So when I'm done working, I'm like, we're done. Like, nobody's allowed to talk to me. No one's allowed to visit me in dreams. Like, we're done. Okay. We're over.
Okay.
But it can be overwhelming if you don't know how to like turn it on and off or if you're not good with setting boundaries.
Yeah.
Which is why I think some kids get overwhelmed when they go to school because then if they are really open and really intuitive, as many kids are, they go to school and they're all of a sudden overwhelmed and bombarded with all the energies, which is why they start getting anxiety or they have trouble like concentrating. It's not necessarily because they're not wanting to learn. It's just they're overwhelmed with everything else that's going on that they're picking up on. So
that makes sense.
Yeah. So no, I can go to dinner. I can go to the grocery store. And by the way, those shows that you see where they're like walking up to someone in the grocery store, that's staged. I'm sorry. It just has to be.
Well,
I don't really think that.
I think everything on TV
you've been a TV. You'd know more than me, but I feel like it's, but I mean, it's, I always like to have permission. So like when I read for someone, even if it is on the spot or I'm at someone's house and they're like, oh, you should read for them, I always ask permission. I'm not going to go up and just like randomly start spouting things because it's personal.
Yeah.
It can be. It's a lot.
So, but it is, it's that accessible that you can literally be at a party and someone can go, oh, read for her. And you can just then be, okay. And you can start picking up on things. That's amazing.
It took me a while to get there. Like I used to have this whole routine, especially when I was working in the corporate world, which is very different energetically than what I'm doing now. I had like a whole 30-minute like routine and like meditation and breath work thing. And now I can basically like take a moment, breathe and like kind of tune in. Yeah.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
Okay. So before we get to the juicy stuff, the really good stuff, what do you say to skeptics?
Yeah. So I love a good skeptic, by the way. In fact, a lot of people send me their husbands and they're like, I don't know about this. I'm like, just be open. It's fine. But to the skeptics, I basically say, be open. And that's where I work with the person's guides or loved ones and say it needs to be a validation that's not Googleable.
Right.
Like it needs to be beyond question of something. Like, I mean, you're a celebrity. Yeah. You're in the spotlight. Yeah. It's stuff that no one knows that will come through. Not every word out of my mouth, but something will show up that no one else knows.
Exactly.
Like, sometimes it's a nickname too that like I have a client, a repeat client. Her dad comes through a lot and it's something different every time too, which is also really cool. So one of the times he opened with mentioning blue and she started crying. She goes, that was his nickname for me. Aww. My blue eyes. He called me blue. And I was like, oh my God.
Oh,
you know, so
that.
It's just stuff like that where it's, I wouldn't know that.
Exactly.
How would I know that?
No, exactly.
Like, it's just cool. Yeah.
And it is, it's one of those things that until you experience it, it kind of is hard to wrap your head around.
Yeah.
But I have found so much peace in it. I really have, especially so my brother passed 8 years ago. And I feel like that really started my spiritual journey and just questioning, what are we doing here? You know, what is all of this?
Yeah.
And I'm thankful for that. And I think because he's come through in so many of our sessions, I've gotten so many signs from him. I am now so at peace with death. And that was actually the number one question people had asked me. I reached out to my Instagram followers and they submitted questions and everyone, it was about death and like how to not be terrified of death. So I do want to talk about that. Like, what do you say to people who are really scared of dying?
Yeah. So I believe without a shadow of a doubt that there's a part of us that lives on after death and that it's not something to be feared, but something to actually be celebrated and not be so closed off to it. And I also say that like the relationship that you have here on earth continues on after death.
Yeah.
And it's important to like cultivate those relationships. I have some people that say they have a better relationship with a parent or someone who's passed after they've passed than they did in real life because they're actually able to listen and hear and receive signs. Ugh. So death is just, it truly, it like, this is technically the hard stuff. Like life is hard.
Yeah, it is hard.
Life sucks, okay. Like, I mean, death, and I think people aren't so afraid of death as a transition into death.
Okay, right.
Like, I think a lot of people are scared or a lot of people come to me and are really, if they have a heavy passing or someone passed in a kind of traumatic way, that weighs on them. And the souls that come through are basically like, what? That was like a blip in my, that was one day and it's the most least interesting day of my life.
Okay, right.
They want to talk about all the stuff they did before that and all the stuff they want to help you with after that.
Right.
But we're so focused on like that exact transition. So I don't know that people are afraid of death as much as the like moment that you're transitioning and how traumatic that can sometimes be.
Exactly. That makes sense.
I just want to add a caveat that, you know, you don't have to know someone really closely that's died to see a medium.
Right. Absolutely.
Anyone can go. And then again, you'll receive validations of things that like, literally I'll talk to clients and the first thing they'll come through is something they literally wrote in their journal earlier that day. Like, how would I know that? You know, and it's not that they know anyone special who's passed. They just want some guidance.
Yeah.
So you don't necessarily, I get that question a lot. You don't necessarily have to have known someone who passed or someone closely who's passed.
Right.
You can still come see a medium and they can provide like guidance and insight.
Absolutely. Okay, my fellow parents, you guys have definitely heard me talk about this one before, and it is Hiya. I am so excited to talk to you guys about this one always. Typical children's vitamins are basically just candy in disguise. They are filled with 2 teaspoons of sugar, unhealthy chemicals, and other gummy junk that growing kids should just never eat, honestly. That's why Hiya was created, the pediatrician-approved, super-powered, chewable vitamin. While most children's vitamins are filled with 5 grams of sugar and can contribute to a variety of health issues, Hiya is made with 0 sugar and 0 gummy junk, yet it tastes great and is perfect for picky eaters. Formulated with the help of nutritional experts, Hiya is pressed with a blend of 12 organic fruits and veggies, then supercharged with 15 essential vitamins and minerals, including vitamin D, B12, C, zinc, folate, and many others to help support immunity, energy, brain function, mood, concentration, teeth, bones, and more. It's non-GMO, vegan, dairy-free, allergy-free, gelatin-free, nut-free, and everything else you can possibly imagine. Hiya is designed for kids of all ages, and it's sent straight to your door, so parents have one less thing to worry about. And I never have an issue getting them to take them, and they love it because they can each customize their own little bottle with the stickers that they send, so it just makes it really nice. And you guys, I've worked out a special deal with Hiya for their best-selling children's vitamin. Receive 50% off your first order. To claim this deal, you must go to hiyahealth.com/honest. This deal is not available on their regular website. So go to hiyahealth.com/honest and get your kids the full body nourishment they need to grow into healthy adults. I always love talking to you guys about my favorite electrolytes, which is Element. Healthy hydration isn't just about drinking water. It's about water and electrolytes. And it makes sense. You lose both water and sodium when you sweat. Both need to be replaced to prevent muscle cramps, headaches, and energy dips that result from dehydration and low electrolytes. Most people only replace the water. Why? Well, because since the 1940s, we've been told to drink 8 glasses of water per day, thirsty or not. But drinking beyond thirst isn't a good idea. Thirst is the way our bodies regulate blood volume and fluid balance. When you need more fluids, you get thirsty. And when you drink plain water beyond thirst, it dilutes blood electrolyte levels, especially sodium levels, and leads to nasty consequences. These consequences include headaches, low energy, cramps, confusion, and worse. Enter Element. Element has your electrolyte needs covered with 1,000 milligrams of sodium, 200 milligrams of potassium, and 60 milligrams of magnesium. You're also guaranteed to find an Element flavor you love. Try fan favorites, citrus salt or raspberry salt. Get spicy with mango chili or mix chocolate salt into your morning coffee for a mean mocha. My personal favorite flavor is grapefruit. I actually have a subscription, so I get them delivered to my house every month because I use at least one a day, you guys, sometimes 2 to 3. I'm obsessed with this stuff. Element came up with a fantastic offer for you. Go to drinkelement.com/honest to get a free sample pack with any purchase. So when we die, where do we go?
So I believe there's different like planes and like energies too. So yeah. Basically, they're in a different vibration, in a different plane, and we just can't see them. So my best example is, you know, like a ceiling fan or like a helicopter, like the blades on a helicopter, right? When it's stationary, you can see all the individual blades.
Okay.
They're just there. When you turn it on, it's going so fast that you can't see the blades moving, but you can feel it.
Okay, right.
You can hear it.
Yeah.
The fan makes a sound. You can sense it, like it makes the room cooler.
Okay, right. So that's like
and
spirit.
Exactly.
Oh, that's such
you
a good
analogy. You get goosebumps.
Yes.
You feel them. It feels sometimes people describe feeling colder when they're in the room. You can sense them around. You get messages. Like it's the same thing. You just can't see them, but you can feel the other senses around them.
But they can see us.
Yeah, to a degree. Yeah, it's like on Zoom. It's like they're like watching through like a video screen, essentially.
Okay.
That's how I describe it. Like you, like on Zoom, like you can be doing something. We all do it, right? We're all on like, the video's off and you can see what's happening, but they can't see you.
Okay, right.
That's what the spirits are. They're on the other side, like doing their own thing.
Okay.
They're keeping an eye on you, right?
Oh, that makes sense.
And you can't necessarily hear or see them unless they unmute themselves or they show themselves, right?
So that makes sense.
Zoom is my best example of like what it's like for them on the other side.
And so we will see all of our loved ones on the other side when we die. Okay.
Yeah. I believe that we all go to the same place. And even people who go through difficult circumstances in life, we still go on the other side and reconnect to heal.
Okay. I love that.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's talk about signs. So
How
can people be open to signs? How do they receive signs? Do you just ask for them? Like, what is your advice?
You just hit the nail on the head.
Okay.
You got to ask.
Yep.
You got to ask for signs. Like, your loved ones are not necessarily just going to keep sending you signs like over and over and over again. You have to ask. So that's the number one thing I say. If you're not receiving signs, you have to ask for it. And then my second favorite thing to tell people is you have to be open and kind of be in like a higher vibrational or fun state. So my favorite example most recently is I just moved to New York, back to New York. And I was like asking for a sign for my friend who passed. Like I specifically wanted one from him. And I was like, you jerks. I'm like, I'm like, I do all this work and you didn't bother sending me one sign. So I'm like moving. I'm like moving into my apartment, right? And I look up and the car, my landlord lives below me, car parked in the driveway has the numbers 1010. Well, that was my friend Andy's birthday, October 10th. And I was like, I dropped what I was holding and I was like, oh my God. And by the way, it was there the whole time. It was there when I looked at it. It was there when I signed the lease. It was there
Isn't
when I dropped
funny?
Off my stuff. I just didn't see it. I was so stressed.
Yeah.
I didn't see it. So when
you
people
have
are like,
to be open to it.
Yeah. When people are like, I'm not seeing signs. I'm like, okay, what are you stressed about? What are you anxious about?
Okay.
Like they're sending you signs. If you ask for it, I guarantee you they're sending it.
Yeah.
Just you might not be seeing it. And I also tell people to be open to it coming in different ways. So like if a cardinal is a sign for you and you don't live in a place that had cardinals or like ladybugs, right? It could be you see a picture of a ladybug
right.
or a picture of a cardinal or a license plate that literally spells out ladybug.
Right.
Like, that could be the sign. It doesn't necessarily always be it doesn't necessarily have to be the individual thing. Does that make sense?
100% that makes sense. Because for a long time, butterflies were a sign for me and I would see them in a movie on like just in all these
Instagram. You open it up, it's the first picture is like a butterfly.
Yes. Sailor's like coloring a coloring book with butterflies, like all of that kind of stuff.
Yes, I love that.
Okay, I have a crazy story.
I want to hear it. Let's hear it.
So I'm all about asking for signs and being specific. I am a huge believer in signs. Okay, so I recently started dating someone and I was a little hung up because there's an age gap. Okay. And so the other day I was going to his house and that day I was like, oh, I don't know if I should give this 110%. I was like, I'm just like, I don't know. So I was like, all right, if I should give this 100%, I want to see 777 at dinner.
Oh my God.
Okay.
Okay.
Wait, are you?
I have to show you something, but go finish your story.
I know, okay. So I pick my kids up from school that day, right? They get in the car and Jackson randomly goes, how many days until my birthday? I'm like, oh, I don't know. Camden's like, I'll figure it out. 77 days on the 7th because he's May 7th. So I'm already like, what the hell? I was like, oh my God, this is so weird. But I'm like, okay. I'm driving to his house later. I see a license plate 777. I'm like, this is bananas. I have all the pictures, you guys. I will literally show them. Okay. So then we're at dinner and we had a new collection drop that day. I'm like, this is our number one seller. He's like, how many units is that? I'm like, I don't know. Let me look. I open up my Shopify app. We had 777 orders. And I was like, what the fuck? And then on the way home, I see a billboard that is 77777. I'm going to show you all the photos. So I was like, okay, that's my sign.
Oh my God.
Yes. Give it 100%. I'm like, noted. Thank you, universe.
Yeah. Also, I ran an errand before coming over here and I parked behind a car that says 777 on the license.
I can't.
And I took it as a sign. I'm like, it's going to be good. But I didn't realize it was really a sign for you.
I love this stuff so much.
Like, I'll show you the picture. I have the evidence.
Like, we have the evidence, you guys. This is wild.
So wild.
So cool.
That's insane.
See, I love this stuff. So,
yeah, oh, it's so fun.
It's just,
yeah, it's so fun.
And sometimes I'm like, I don't necessarily know what that sign means. How do you take that if it's nothing specific?
Yeah, great question. So I like to tell clients that if you're not sure what it means, pay attention to the thought, action, commitment, like thing you just said to yourself, because that's like a hell yes from the universe or like a hell yes from your guide. So if you're not really like asking for anything specific, or you're just kind of like daydreaming in your car, thinking about like, I don't know, this, you know, next work thing you're doing, or you're thinking about quitting your job and you look up and you see like 1111 on the license plate, that's essentially a sign of like, yeah, you should go follow that.
Wow.
You should go chase that dream. Okay. You should go do that. So
it
takes a minute. Like a lot of my clients are like, I don't remember what I thought. Okay, well, now you're going to, next time you see it, you're going to think back to what you were just thinking. And it'll become easier over
time. Yeah, exactly. And then, because right now I feel like I'm seeing angel numbers specifically everywhere.
Yeah.
What does that mean? Does that mean you're on the right path? Like how, like how do you take that?
Again, I would turn it back to like, what have you been thinking about
so
lately?
Thing, yeah.
What's been on your mind? What have you been thinking about?
Okay.
I would also say if you're seeing them a lot, like everywhere.
Like everywhere. Where I'm just, like, I guess I'm just on the right path.
I mean, yes, it is, but you're on the, I would also say that in general, you're being supported.
Okay.
Like, know that you're being supported, you're being guided. If you're going through a tough time or situation, they're basically saying they're with you, they're watching over you, you're not alone.
I do take it like that.
Yeah.
Like, okay, I'm not alone.
Yeah.
And that's a nice feeling.
It's a great feeling.
Yeah.
It's
okay.
A great feeling.
I love that.
Yeah.
Okay, and then I want to talk about dreams. This was another question that people had a lot of questions about, is when someone passes and then you have a dream about them.
Mm-hmm.
Because I had a dream about my brother. So my brother passed and it was really unexpected. And I remember just saying, I wish I could just give him one more hug.
Mm.
And I had the craziest dream with, it was another medium who I used to see out in LA. And she like opened up her arms in the dream. And then my brother was there and I gave him a hug and I just woke up bawling, crying.
Oh.
It was a dream like I've never experienced. Like it wasn't a dream. I was actually hugging him. There is no denying it.
Yeah.
So explain how spirits, when they first pass, are able to visit you in dreams and how it really is, you guys are really together, right?
Yeah. So when you're, I got to back up, when you're sleeping and in that dream state, technically like your soul is traveling, right?
Okay.
You're traveling to a different plane. And technically you're, remember I talked about the fan moving?
Yes.
Your soul during that dream is vibrating at the same like frequency that they are.
Okay.
And that's how you're able to connect and hold and touch and be together. Isn't that so cool?
It really is cool.
Yeah.
Because, and you know, you can talk to people who have had similar experiences and everyone says the same thing. Like, I know I was touching them. Like, I was giving my brother a hug. There's no doubt in my mind.
And they often, did this happen soon after he passed?
It was the week he
the
passed.
The week,
yeah.
So a lot of times, especially after a soul transitions, especially I find with like the younger souls or a soul that transitions in kind of a very tragic way, they will want, they will do everything in their power to get to you to let you know they're okay. And so you might receive a lot of those dreams and a lot of those signs and a lot of those messages right off the bat.
Yeah.
And then people like a month or two later, like, well, where'd they go? And I'm like, they didn't go. It just takes a lot of energy for them to send all that in the beginning.
Oh, okay.
And it's just a lot. So once they know that you got the message, they might just back off a moment just so they can like transition and go through their life review and like take a beat. And then, you know, they're still there. It's like on Zoom again. They just like muted themselves for a second and turned themselves off video because they need a minute to like regroup.
Oh, that makes sense.
And sometimes it doesn't happen for a while. Like my friend who passed, it's been like, I think 11 years now. It took like 8 years before I started seeing him in dreams.
Oh,
I don't
really?
Know if I was just like too sad. I was just really grieving. I don't know if it's just I wasn't ready. I often say that sometimes I like he shares like big messages. I don't know that I was ready to hear it.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
So
right. So you do. You have to be open, but you also have to be ready for it too. Yeah. Okay, that makes sense to me.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay, let's talk about soul contracts. So we've talked a lot about it, and I'm a big believer that when we come to Earth, we have soul contracts with certain people. And so explain what that means.
So soul contracts are essentially contractual agreements that you agree to before coming down to Earth with certain souls and individuals. You can have soul contracts that are very short, like literally like just an experience, like literally at a coffee shop or something like that, where you just say something nice to someone or they make your day. And then, of course, you can have the big lifelong soul contracts with the people that you get married to, you have kids with your kids, with your parents.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And soul contracts have lessons in them. So it's, yes, it's beautiful and it's fun and it's loving, it's amazing, but there can also be some like deep lessons that are being learned and healing that's happening too.
Yeah. And so, okay. So in that sense, when we come to Earth, there are certain things sort of planned out, but then we have free will. So explain that to me.
Yeah. Love this question. So I 1000% believe in free will.
Okay.
Okay. And I also believe in there's like destiny and fate.
Okay.
Where the two marry together is the timing of it.
Okay.
So you can have experiences and destiny and things that you're meant to go through and learn, but sometimes who it's with or when it happens, that's where free will comes in.
Oh, I see.
So I give the example of like in, I think it was college, I was going through a really rough time, lost my grandmother, and also had some rough experiences with some girlfriends. And afterward, when I was like talking to a medium and tuning in for myself, I received the message of like, this was the right time for you to learn that message of betrayal and grief in that time. It could have happened when I was 40. It could have happened when I was 8. It happened to happen when I was like 21, 22.
Gotcha.
Because that was the right time for those people to come in and teach me that lesson and for me to learn it. Okay. And that's where like the destiny fate is, I needed to learn that lesson. But the free will is, it could have been at any time in my life based on the thoughts, actions, and decisions that I'm making.
Got it. Okay, that makes sense to me.
Yeah.
Because, okay, a question I had for you is, because I went back and looked at, because what I do is we have our sessions and you always record them and then you send them, which I love. Then I'll go through and like take the cliff notes from it, you know, like write down the highlights. So I've got these Word documents I can go back to.
Love
so I went back and looked, and for the last few years, you had been saying, okay, I see you in a relationship close to like the end of 36. Just recently turned 37. And I'm like, have I not been in a serious relationship because I didn't pass a certain test? You know what I mean? I'm like, what did I do? I failed. I'm an epic failure.
I'm not. But it's so funny because it's not like karma doesn't work that way either. It's not like the guy who cuts you off in the road then gets in a car accident 5 minutes later.
Right.
That's not how it works, okay? Like, I wish it was that way, but it's not. Funny, I haven't told you this, but I pulled cards on like a guy. But there's something about what happened in his past. And so it might not be the... You might not be the reason why you're not together until 36. What about your partner? Like
the
person who's...
I'm making everything about me.
I mean, that's fine. I do the same thing too. I'm like, what the hell? Like what I done? I'm doing all the work. Yeah. Like, where is he?
I'm ready.
I'm trying. Hello. Is anyone listening?
I'm literally waiting. Let's go. Okay, wait. Oh, right. So maybe something happened with him.
Yeah. And that's why, however many years ago, I said, oh, I see like 36 or 7, because maybe there was something that guy who's in your highest and best good was going through.
Got it.
That was, the timing was going to be closer to then than when you were ready, I don't know, 3 years ago, whenever you got broke up with
your ex. Yeah, when I got divorced.
Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense.
So it's not always about, remember, free will is involved with not only you, but the other person.
Right.
And this is where, speaking of dating and relationships, where it gets tough is, I believe we have multiple soulmates, and you might be with someone who is a soulmate and it might be beautiful, but then they ghost you or like it doesn't work out or something bad happens. It's like, well, they have free will too.
Okay, right.
And if they're not doing the work and healing themselves or if they're not quite ready, then it's not going to work. But there's other people lined up. And I believe that we have more than one person that we plan to come in for.
Oh,
and based on where we're at and where they're at, they're going to send the person for the highest and best good.
Oh, I love that.
Yes.
Right. And so in that sense, like you can't miss what's meant for you.
You cannot miss what's meant for you.
Okay.
Literally. You cannot miss it.
Yeah.
In fact, when I work with clients that are trying to meet their partner, it's funny that after they've met and after they're engaged, like they go back and they're like, well, we actually go to the same gym, or we actually knew each other. Like we actually have mutual friends from college. Like it ends up being, we're on the same dating apps at the same time. Like it actually ends up being, they could have met in all these different ways, but it ended up being this one specific hover, however it was, right? So that's why I'm like, oh yeah, you could have met in any of these ways. It's just finally one of the, you synced up in the way it was meant to be. So,
I love that.
That's why I tell people, keep doors open who are single. Like, I know the dating apps suck, but like at least have it open and like check it every once in a while.
Yeah, because you never know.
You never know.
And I know people who have met on dating apps.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they're married now and very happy. So it can happen.
Yeah.
Even though my experience wasn't so great.
I'm the worst on them because I'm like, I don't need to go on the date to be like, I don't want to, like, this is it. I can tell like the energy of them. I'm like, I cannot.
Oh my God.
And people send me like screenshots of the person, like, what do you think? And then they get so devastated when I'm like, I don't know.
Wait,
they go on dates and then they're like, yeah, it sucked. I'm like, I told you. I was like, I don't know.
Wait, you're like the best friend to have. Like, Cindy, what do you think? Should I go on a date with this guy?
The only problem is that most of the time I say no.
Well, I'm like, yeah, no, because don't, you don't like want to waste anyone's time.
I know.
Like,
I know.
That's great. Okay, that's so interesting. Wait, and yeah, dating for you specifically, what is that like?
I mean, it's like not happening. I mean, I want it to happen. It's just tough.
Can you read your future?
It's tough. It's hard doing it for myself because I really, my head starts to like spin.
Yeah.
Like I get really like, oh my God, wait, what? What's happening with that? When's that happening?
You know,
so it's tough. It's hard when you're doing things for yourself.
It's funny because after some of our sessions, I have found that I'll be like living by it. I'm like, okay, Cindy said in 7 weeks, I'm meeting a guy. Like counting down, which, oh, here's another one.
Yeah, are you going to share that story?
Okay, yes.
This is a good one.
So saw you in June again. Yeah. This is, a lot happened in this session.
A lot happened.
Holy shit. And you were like, I'm seeing seven. You're like, I don't know if it's the seventh
which
month.
Seven, by the way?
What
and
the
seven,
hell is,
seven, seven. Like,
the fuck
wait,
is going
I mean,
on
maybe.
With
okay, sorry.
Oh my God.
That's just so crazy. Well, seven is the number for partnership, by the way, just to kind of.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, seven is one of the numbers for like partnership, soulmates, relationships. Oh. So also the fact, like, you're so intuitive, the fact that that's the number you asked for.
Y'all, I want to see sevens. Like, oh, wow. I did not know that. Holy shit. And you guys, we're going to do like a little mini tune in on this guy that I'm dating in a minute. But okay, so you were like, I'm seeing seven. Long story short, exactly 7 weeks later, I was in Mykonos. I was in Greece and I ran into someone who I was like really excited about for a minute. Didn't work out for the best. But you said, you know, sometimes you pick up on like the next guy who's coming in, not necessarily like my next husband.
Yeah.
But I thought that I was like freaking out. I was like, oh my God, it's been exactly 7 weeks. And this guy did come into my life for a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just another validation.
I know. Well, I always say sometimes when I'm in a reading with someone, whether it's you're calling in a person, job, baby, whatever it is, sometimes your guides are going to give you like the next thing to look out for so that you don't get too far ahead of yourself, like stressing.
Okay.
And then the other thing is this is where I always say I can't really predict the future. And what I can do, though, is see the path that you're on and what's most likely to happen based on your thoughts, actions, and decisions today. In June of 23, based on what was happening, you were aligned to run into this person who gave you butterflies. And it was fun. And it was exciting. And it got you. I kind of feel like it kicked off a lot of your, like, reinvigoration and re-excitement in dating, right?
It 100% did, by
the
way.
Yes. I feel like that's what they were trying to lead you to. Is like, hey, you got to meet this person. It's going to get you excited.
Okay.
And then, what we probably didn't say, but it's going to lead you on this path of meeting your person or meeting the right person.
Exactly.
And the same thing happens with people getting pregnant, jobs, careers, finding the right house, because I can't always pick the future. It's just, I'm looking at the path that you're on and what's most likely to happen. And you're not the only one. I have other clients that I had this one client where I told her she was going to, I mean, sometimes it can be so specific. I told her, you're going on this trip. She goes, I'm going to Washington. I was like, yeah, it's on the East Coast. I'm like, you're going to meet somebody and then you're both not living in the same city, but he's moving to you. And literally she was going that summer. Well, nothing happened. 1 year later, at the exact time I said, exact trip, she met this guy. And now they're like, I think they're engaged now. And he lived out there and he was moving to Chicago. And I was like,
full
by chill. So I was off by a year, but I was like, it's literally exactly what happened.
Well,
like,
see, and that's
crazy.
The thing. And you've told me things like even you, when I got Quinn, my Bernedoodle puppy, about a year and a half ago, you were like, I'm seeing like the puppy energy is like bringing in a guy. Nothing happened. And I was like, fuck. Well, I just got this other puppy Teddy. And now I actually am dating someone. So I'm like, whoa, this is wild.
Yeah. And so that's where it's not always a perfect science, especially because your loved ones are not bound by time and space.
Right.
They like everything's happening at the same time for them. So when I'm channeling them to try and input an exact date and time, it's really tough. It's really, really hard. Although spirit babies are a lot easier for some reason. They know when they want to come in. But
can we talk about spirit babies? I know. Because you've told me numerous times now that you see another baby for me.
I know. Does this guy have a kid?
No.
Oh, okay. I was like, because I thought maybe the person you meet would have a child.
Okay.
Like that could be the baby coming in.
All right, guys, listen up. If you have damaged hair, I feel you, and I'm about to introduce you to your new hair repair hero. Introducing the new Kerastase Premier Repairing Pre-Shampoo Treatment. It's a new and unique product that's the very first step when you get in the shower. I actually just learned about this. We all have calcium building up on our hair, and it comes from our shower water. This buildup of calcium is amplifying damage, which I know we all have from things like coloring our hair. What's amazing about it is that it actually does two things at once. It removes that calcium buildup while also repairing and reconnecting the broken links between keratin chains. Okay, so here's how you use it. After you wet your hair in the shower, apply the repairing pre-shampoo treatment and let it sit for 5 minutes and do not rinse. Then layer your shampoo on top and finish with the rest of the Premier collection. I've been using Kerastase for a long time. And when I say long time, I mean like since my teen years, you guys, because the brand is incredibly luxurious and the quality of their products are just so professional. Plus, they really work. The new Premier Collection has become one of my absolute faves, and you guys see for yourself. Visit www.kerastase-usa.com and use code HONEST15 for 15% off your purchase. That's www.kerastase-usa.com and use code HONEST15. Standard exclusions apply. Offer valid through 5/31/2024.
I normally find bras to be so uncomfortable and constricting, as I'm sure you guys do too. They're the first thing I take off when I get home. But Skims has changed that for me. You guys, you know I love Skims underwear, so I finally had to try their bras, and Skims has delivered again. Skims bras are worth the hype for the amazing shape and support they give, but what I wasn't expecting was how comfortable they are. Even the underwire bras I'm wearing all day and barely even notice them. They're definitely not the first thing I take off when I get home anymore. I've been wearing Skims for, I guess, over a year now, and I recently just tried their bras, and I haven't found an underwire bra that I love in years until now. I tried the Fits Everybody t-shirt bra from Skims, and it's literally the best t-shirt bra I have ever owned. I wear it every day, and I need it in every color since it's now the only bra that I wear. The straps are adjustable, and the Fits Everybody material is obviously the best for all-day comfort. A couple of the bras that I just recently got are the Fits Everybody Plunge Bra in Onyx, the Wireless Form T-shirt Bra in Clay, and the Weightless Scoop Bra in Onyx. I always either go black or nude, just depending on what I'm wearing. So guys, shop Skims bras at skims.com. They are now available in 62 sizes, 30A through 46H. Plus, get free shipping on orders over $75. If you haven't yet, be sure to let them know that I sent you. So after you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select my show in the drop-down menu that follows. Fashionistas, listen up. You guys, I'm sure, know about the website Revolve. I can't say enough good stuff about Revolve. I've been shopping on Revolve for years and years, and it's so great because they have so many different brands. It is the best curated selection from all of my favorite brands. You can go on and you can search for one thing specifically, or what I love is they do these little capsule collections. So they'll have, let's say, like a vacation page that you can go to if you're looking specifically for a beach vacation coming up, and they have accessories. They have literally everything that you would need to find your entire outfit in one place. What I love so much about Revolve is they have everything from jeans and pajamas to really great gowns if you're going to a wedding or just a black tie event, to beach vacation stuff, date night stuff. And I love all of the filters that they have. So you can literally search for date night. You can search for festivals and concerts, which all of that fun stuff is coming up. So they just make it really user friendly, which I absolutely love. They have 500 brands spanning high end, emerging, and exclusive labels in fashion, beauty, and home goods. They consistently offer the latest and most sought after trends in fashion. They are authentic, high quality products, and they always have new arrivals. In fact, they have them daily.
They have inclusive sizing options and personalized product recommendations. They also have amazing customer service, you guys. They have fast and free shipping and returns, which we always love. From last-minute trips to event dressing and seasonal refreshes, Revolve has you covered with fast two-day shipping and hassle-free returns, all on them. So go to revolve.com/honest today to shop my top picks for the season. And don't forget to check out the festival edit while you're there. It just dropped and it is too good. That's REVOLVE.com/honest. Well, should we do the
so crazy
mini tune in?
Yeah, we can do it.
Okay. Okay. So I gave Cindy the first name of this guy that I'm seeing right now. And we've done this a few times over the years where I'll be like dating someone and I'm like, I need a little guidance on this guy. So I'll have Cindy tune in. And so literally all she has is a first name.
Yeah.
That's all you have.
Are we not saying it?
I don't know what I'm going to call him yet on the podcast.
All right, we don't know
Oh, Sparky. We'll call him Sparky.
We're calling him Sparky. I'm going to refer to my thing as like 777 guy.
Right, okay,
but I don't want to steal that if you want to use that for future people.
No, let's run with it.
Okay. Okay. So long story short, there's a lot coming up with like new information and or he's, I don't know if he's in the news or if he does something with like newspaper or like digital or sending information. There's a lot of fun on texting with you guys too. Like this also indicates like you have a lot of fun banter over texts and like phone calls and voice notes and you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So that's very exciting.
In the digital world.
Oh, is it? Yeah. I was gonna say there's something with like digital or works in tech or some, I don't know. I'm not as well versed in that world because I was not in it and I have no desire to be in it. So anyways, there's something where he's healing from a past hurt.
Okay.
So I don't know, and I'm not necessarily saying it's a breakup.
Okay.
It could be something like a grief, like a loss. It could even be something like a work thing that didn't work out for him or something.
Okay.
But I will say the good thing about this is he understands grief.
Yeah.
I feel like he's going to get and understand like going through a divorce. Even if he hasn't been through one.
Yeah.
He's either known someone who has or he gets it.
Okay, yeah.
So you guys can connect on a really emotional level.
Love that.
You and Sparky.
Sparky and I. I love that.
Okay. And then I pulled the house card for you and him. So the house is basically you guys can build a home together.
Ooh.
So I like him that he's very, and he might even be really handy around the house too. Like really handy, like likes to work with his hands, like really good. Oh, and look who's coming in as we're talking about this.
Teddy.
Yeah, Teddy loves him. But there's something about building a house together
that
you guys might even live near each other or he has a home nearby. Or he's willing to be.
Which,
nearby.
By the way, he just moved to Nashville. And this is the first guy I've dated in Nashville. Like, in a while.
I told you on one of the other meetings, I was like, "This, you need someone in Nashville." You're like, "That's not happening." I was like,
"There's no one here."
That's exactly what you said to me. And I was like, "I don't know. The cards are saying it's Nashville." And you're like, "No." And I was like, "Okay,
So like living close to me is, it's so different. It's so much better that someone's actually in the same city as me.
Yeah. And by the way, I did not know that he lived.
He literally just moved here a couple weeks ago.
Literally did not. I don't know anything about this guy. Okay. Yeah. And then the last two cards. So the book is kind of like, I feel like he's by the book when he's dating you a little bit.
Yeah.
So he might want to take things a little, I don't want to say slow, but a little bit just, I don't know, it just feels like by the book.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
This could also speak to either he's really well read or well like educated.
Yeah. He's pretty intelligent with that stuff.
Maybe even well traveled too. He's got the ship card, which is well traveled. Or you guys are going to travel a lot together.
Oh.
He could have also moved from a coast. Like, I don't know if he moved from one of the coasts because it's like the ship card. So
we're going to Mexico together tomorrow.
Oh.
Do you think that could be it? Like, traveling?
No, I feel like this is, I kind of did a little bit. Well, I mean, sorry. Yes. The answer is yes. I feel like he's going to travel a lot together. But I pulled for more of like the next like 6 months to a year.
Okay.
So this is also looking like farther out.
Cool.
Not just in 3 days or whatever tomorrow.
Right,
I don't know
now.
What day it is.
Right
not
now.
Like right now. You're like immediately right. I wanted to know a little bit farther out than right now for you. We want to know like the long term.
Like, is he still around in 6 months?
I'm trying to get you long term with your partner, okay?
So. Yeah, I'm like right now.
You're like,
so
what
he's
going to
be around in 6 months, is what it's saying. Okay, great. Thank God. I can't keep doing this.
No, it's a good thing. It's a good thing.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, all good things. No, like, forever ring showed up just yet, but but it's not a no.
That's fine.
I would say for once, I'm saying it's not, it's not a no.
Yeah, God. Everyone else
he's
is
good.
Like, they've got a lot of work to do. Like, maybe not the best
guy
for you.
I like that he's been through something. He can connect on an emotional level.
Okay, that's huge.
That, I think, is very huge.
Yeah.
I mean, what I've heard on the pod.
Yeah.
I don't know that all the other guys are giving that to you.
They're not.
Okay, this is great.
Yeah,
this what is the process for pulling cards like this? Like how do you just like randomly pull cards?
Yeah. So I had a person. So I like to use a couple different methods when I'm working with a client. If we're live and in person, I love using my Aura camera to take a picture of the energy, which we've done before.
It's very cool.
And it's just a tool to help like unlock what's really happening and kind of validate what's going on.
Yeah.
In lieu of that, when I'm virtual, which is where 90% of my work is over Zoom. Mm-hmm. I love to use cards to help validate some of the information. And this is a French deck that I've been using lately. I do use tarot and I do use oracle, but this is a really cool like French deck. And I pull based on whatever your topic or question is. So if you're asking about love, you were specifically asking about the guy. I could probably, if you wanted to, pull really quick on like where you're at with it. Like this is all him. So that's the other thing too, is that like I pulled on him for you.
Right.
But again, free will, like, are you going to like him in 6 months? I don't know. I mean, looks like he's going to be liking you.
Pull one for me.
I'm so excited. But anyway, so I use cards just a way to validate when I'm not like live with a client. Okay. I don't need any of these tools. Yeah. I can do it just virtually. I mean, I literally like on Instagram during like the pandemic and stuff, I would be live, not have the person's first name, not see them. And we'd just be like, they'd type in like the Instagram live, like a note. And then I would channel for them with that. And then they'd respond back. So I don't need much.
Yeah.
It helps if I have a little more information.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the other thing. When someone comes and sees me, I like a cold read. Like, I don't Google. I mean, I would never Google a client, but I'm not going to, I don't want to know anything.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Like, I just want to go in and like, whatever's coming through will come through.
So cool.
And then that's where it's, I like doing repeat with clients too, because once I have a rapport and like you said, some of those things that come in at the end, like, I don't know why, my guides love to like send in the zingers at the very end where it's like, like I have a repeat client and at the very end, her husband passed and he was like, mention sharpening the kitchen knives.
Oh, how funny.
And I'm like, have you been sharpening your kitchen knives? Like so random. And she turned like white and she goes, my son just started a business doing that.
Oh,
like a 9-year-old son.
Oh my God.
Or maybe he's older than that.
Maybe
he's 12. I don't know how old he is. He's not. He's like younger than a teenager. And he's like doing it for neighbors.
Wow.
And how funny. And like, how would I know that?
I would never
know that. And
you
cannot
deny this.
And it was
stuff.
At the end of the reading. So if someone's waiting for like a validation, sometimes in the beginning or the middle, sometimes it comes at the end.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Sometimes it's, I don't know.
But I love that you give them. Like,
yeah.
You will get
so
your
fun.
Validation.
It's so fun. So, okay. We were pulling on you for
where I'm at.
Where you're at with this. Okay. We're going to pull. I mean, okay. We want like forever, right? Like,
I mean,
what are you wanting?
We're
like,
looking
what
for
really
forever.
Okay.
I mean, I will say like there's an age gap with us, which is my big hang up on it.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just going to pull on you then. I'm going to pull on you and your and like where you're at with it.
Okay.
But I mean.
Which, listen, age is a number.
Are you attracted? I mean, are you attracted to him?
I'm like,
I mean,
everything said you were-
okay,
attracted
I was like,
him.
All right, just to be clear.
That's why, that's literally like, he's so perfect. The only thing is he's younger than me.
Okay.
Like a lot younger.
Is everything?
So far, so good. So,
yeah,
I mean, so we'll see.
Oh, it's good. Okay. So you got to trust your intuition with this.
Okay.
You got to throw logic out the window.
Yeah.
Logic is not going to help you in this relationship.
Yeah.
You got to throw it out the window. Okay.
I mean, even that alone right there is like, no, I mean, hello. Like, this is incredible.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, again, I don't know this. I didn't know he was younger. I knew none of that. Okay.
Yeah.
You got to throw logic out the window. It's not going to work for you. Okay. You got to trust your gut, trust your intuition. Also, the magic happens at night. You guys are like really like you love being together at night, like when the sky, like when
so
it's dark,
funny.
And like candlelight.
I love that.
I feel like that's when you guys are gonna like really, I don't want to say fall in love, but like really connect.
Yeah.
Especially you. You like
just
like being you must come alive
it's like
at
romantic
night.
Romantic
yes.
and
yeah,
like
yeah. There's a little bit of like a responsibility with it. Like I feel don't fall into the trap of being his mom.
Yeah. Okay.
Because if there is that age gap, as you're saying, this card is representing like don't fall into being the mom.
Okay.
You got to let him step up and be a partner.
Yeah.
Just as if he was the same age as you or a little older. Like, don't treat him.
Like he's younger.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That
you gotta
makes
watch,
sense.
You got to watch that.
That makes sense.
Yeah. This is for you, by the way.
Yeah. I'm listening.
Like, this is for you. Okay. And then there's something about like two like birds of a feather flock together. You know, like you guys have a lot in common and that will, which will continue to unfold.
Okay.
This can also be though that if it does fall apart, it's because of perceived insecurities and perceived like what other people are thinking between the two of you versus you guys not being compatible.
Okay.
And it might not be just on you. He might be self-conscious that he's dating someone older,
you
know?
Yeah.
And so, and it's like, what are people going to think? Or who knows about his parents or the friends or society? I don't know.
It's a real thing. Yeah.
Yeah. And I, no judgment. Like I, if you love the person, who cares, right? Like, love is love. But this is saying if it doesn't work out, especially from your end too, it could be, it's going to be like perceived things or what's everyone else thinking. Like, what's everyone else
perceived? I know, I'm trying to just like the narrative I've been playing in my head recently is like, who do I want to be stranded on a deserted island with? And what goes? If I'm on an island, status, money, people's opinions, those all go out the window. None of that matters. It's like, does he make me laugh? Can I talk to him for hours? Can he protect me and keep me safe? Like, those things are what's important to me. So,
That's what this is saying, is that you have to stay focused on that. Okay. So, and definitely, it's still, how do I put this? Because the engagement ring card showed up. It's basically saying, like, you're still, you're looking for this and, like, you're not going to settle till you find it. Like, you're looking for exactly that. You're not going to settle. This is saying that it's coming to you. Like, it is going to happen. I'd say you have to give this like 6 months. I mean, you got to give it a little time. And so you keep seeing six. I don't know if it's June or 6 weeks or 6 months. I would have to pull again that. It's so new. It's really, it's a little tough when it's brand new. But I actually... like, I like this. I like this one. It's not a no. Like, all the other ones, I was like, it's a hard
no. Other ones,
I don't know how to tell a no, but I was like, it's a hard
away.
No. I don't know. So I'm going to say, I don't know if this is the forever base, but I'm only pulling through 6 months. So I'm not going to, like, say you guys are forever, but he's, I'm going to tell you this. He's really close to what you want. Like, has all,
do you
checks
think
all
the
boxes.
Sometimes a test, though, like, you get sent something that's really close.
So, interesting thing about tasks, I do kind of believe in them. Which is, it's up to you and what you want. I feel like tests help reveal the truth of what you really want. So, there's no real right or wrong, right? It's just, is this what you really want, or is age matter to you? And does, like, their status and where they're at and their life experience matter to you? But that's interesting, he's younger than you, because that life experience card showed up of, like, no, no, he has depth. Like, he can, he can understand things. Cause I didn't realize he was, like, the age gap was younger. So,
He's younger.
Yeah.
Well, that makes sense. So, but we'll you do, this is another question everyone asked. You do see me getting married again.
This ring, 1000%, this is a yes. This is, you're definitely getting married. I just, it showed up behind you. So it just means, I don't know. I don't know if this is the person or not.
Sometimes I feel like my spirit guides don't necessarily want me to know. They're like, figure it out on your own.
Well, okay. So this is something I struggled with for a long time. Like, when I started doing this work, I was like, I just want to know everything before it happens. And then I can live my life. And then I realized, like, that doesn't leave any room for the universe to surprise you. That doesn't leave any, like, magic. That was coming from a place of, oh my God, my life sucks. I can't deal with this. And that was when I was working my corporate job and I just wasn't happy. And so my Quinn agrees. She's like, I agree. She's like, you can't do that. So they're only sometimes only gonna tell because it'll take away the magic. They cannot, and that's the other thing, like, your spirit guides, and this is something to watch out for from other, I guess, if you go to another psychic, another medium. If they tell you without a shadow of a doubt you should or should not do something, just run. Because, like, it's like they shouldn't be interfering with your free will.
That's a, such like, a good tip.
And if anyone tries to tell you, like, oh, you have this thing, come back and pay me this to fix it, absolutely not. Run. Run. If they're not willing to help you in that moment, then no. Then, like, it's not a thing. Don't be like,
such good advice.
Like, catfishing to bring you, like, or doing more things.
Because, I mean, obviously there's a lot of frauds like that, right?
Oh, I know. I
mean,
that is the one thing about, and I say you just have to use your intuition and or word of mouth. That's, like, where I get a lot of my clients. But yeah, it's hard because there's no regulatory, like, body for the work in as a medium. There's no one that says you have to at least be able to do this in order to say you're a medium. Like, a doctor, you have to pass, you have to, like, go to school and pass that. The lawyer, you have to be able to, like, perform certain things. There isn't that for what we do, which...
can be a little reckless. You're, like, messing with people's lives.
I know.
If you don't really know what you're doing.
Exactly. It's hard. It's hard. So I have a lot of people come to me and they're like, this person said this. And I'm like, okay, just breathe. Like, you have free will. This doesn't have to happen. Like, you can. And I work a lot in my mediumship. I love helping clients with manifesting. Like, we're laughing about all the, like, the dating and all that stuff. And we're doing these quick little things. But we've talked in the past about, like, what needs to be healed? What limiting beliefs are perhaps going on? Like, what needs to shift or change before the person comes in? Like, I love working with clients to be able to help manifest, like, the thing that you want, the job that you want, the baby that you want, the house that you want. And that's through, one, the validations, like, that thing that no one would ever know. It, like, cuts through the ego and the mind and the bullshit telling you, like, that's never going to happen. Well, if this thing that I say is true or your guides say is true, like, the validation, then doesn't that make a lot of the other stuff true? Like, you exactly. will get married. Right. You will find a great job. You are meant for more, yeah. right?
It's so true.
And then when you have that, your like neural pathways and science are like open up to you can start making changes.
Oh, wow.
It, like, it's like it helps you to like unlock that part in your brain. So you don't keep self-sabotaging, and instead you can start making small little changes that lead to the big ones.
Yeah, it's having that trust. Like, mm-hmm. okay, I know it's coming.
Yes.
So now I can just kick back and relax because I know it's coming.
Yeah, I had a client say that. She's like, you gave me faith again.
Yeah.
Like, you gave me faith. You gave me faith that I'm not alone. You gave me faith that I'm going to meet somebody or I'm going to have that baby. And I was like,
Yeah. And I mean, I've one of my best friends, we could probably say it, Beegs, like you did that for her too before she met David, you know? So I mean,
I remember it vividly.
God, it does. It gives you a lot of peace. Mm-hmm. I find a lot of peace having sessions with you, which is really nice.
Yeah.
One more question that people wanted to know is how do you know when you're on the right path?
Mm-hmm. So technically there's no right or wrong path, right? Okay, it's all just... Yeah. I have to say it. I know it's not what everyone wants to hear, but I will not be quoted not saying that.
Fine.
I will not be quoted. So technically there's no right or wrong path, right? But to know if you're on the right one. So if you're having to question it, then there's probably a different path for you.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
Right. If it's you're not like, sitting well with you.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay.
If you're like, I don't know. Is there more? The fact that you're asking that probably means there's more.
Okay.
Or if you're in a relationship and you're like, I don't like dating someone, you're like, I don't know. Is this it? Like, is this the forever? Is this everything?
Yeah.
Probably not. There's probably something more out there for you. And that's like your little soul inkling trying to nudge you in a different direction.
So when you're with a soulmate, it is like a full body yes, which you've said. Mm-hmm. It's like, you're not questioning it. Like, you just know. You feel it in your soul.
Yeah. And I would say, too, that I get a lot of people that are worried about being able to trust that again after they've gone through a really bad divorce or a bad breakup. And I like to tell them, look, you're different. You learned a lot from that last one. And now you're going to recognize the red flags that maybe you ignored in the beginning or throughout the process and respond differently.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And a soulmate is someone that, like, as in a relationship soulmate, like dating, even a friendship soulmate. Like, I believe our friends can be soulmates. Our kids can be soulmates. There's someone that makes you feel like you can do anything.
Okay,
You can have any of your dreams. Aww. They can support you. Like that, at least that's what I'm calling in for me too. Like that's what you want, right? Like someone that's just going to make you feel like you can do anything, you can be anything, you can achieve anything.
I love that. Yeah.
So that's don't settle for anything less than that.
I will not. I am
Sparky
not.
Sparky give you that feeling? I didn't just hear
so far, but again, it's very early with Sparky. Sparky. Oh my God. God, Cindy, I love you. I could talk to you forever.
This was so fun. This was so fun.
I really appreciate you being here.
Thank you.
I feel like we'll have to do it again. I feel like people are going to absolutely love this. And then
so good.
Tell everyone where they can find you.
Yeah. So most of my community is on Instagram. It's Revealing Soul, all one word. I finally got the blue check mark, so like you won't get scammed. Yeah. I finally got that. But a lot of it's on, so I have subscriptions on there where I answer like stuff in DMs. I pull cards every week for clients.
So cool.
Yeah. So, and then
you're just a great follow, like really inspiring, like get you like the quotes and all the like portals that you post, like everything is just like very cool.
Oh, thank you. That's so sweet. So yeah, so I do a lot of free content, and then the subscription is paid, so you get a little more. And then I do virtual group sessions, one-to-one sessions. I'm doing more in-person stuff in New York.
And people can book through just Instagram.
Instagram or revealingsoul.com.
Okay.
Revealingsoul.com. It's at revealingsoul on Instagram. I'm on TikTok, but I don't use it very often, so...
I know.
Sorry about that.
No, it's probably good. I'm like so sucked in now. Like,
It's a lot. Instagram's where I'm at. So yeah, revealingsoul.com.
And then you have a podcast, right?
Oh yeah, we have a podcast. Yeah. Thank you.
I'll plug it for you.
Thank you for plugging the podcast. Yeah. Thank you. No, I have a podcast called Slightly Spiritual with my very dear friend Allie. And we talk about all things spiritual. People submit questions all the time. We have cool guests on.
Amazing.
And yeah, it's partly spiritual. Partly some pop culture because we love. We love talking about what's happening in the in the world of
celebrity. Me too, apparently, on this podcast.
So
amazing. And then did you do a code?
I did.
Okay, yeah. Okay, so you have
a
code.
It's honest. Just honest. And it's 20% off of anything, any service that you book.
There you go, guys. So book your sessions with Cindy. Amazing. I love you. Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Dear Media IRL is back, and we're showing up bigger, better, and louder than ever. Join us on May 4th in Austin, Texas for the ultimate live podcasting experience. Watch and learn from your favorite Dear Media hosts as they bring their insightful discussions from your headphones to the stage. Get ready to be inspired, entertained, and watch audio get a makeover. Tickets are on sale now at dearmedia.com/IRL. See you on May 4th in Austin, Texas.